WSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Squamish, Kwikwetlem, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam Nations. Today is the debut episode of Gnome City. You may have, if you've been tuning in on at 12 on Fridays the past couple weeks, you may know this is open mic. It is no longer open mic. It is still your host, Katie, but now it is Gnome City, where it's pretty much more of the same, where we're doing our themed music and we're interviewing our interesting people. Today is just me. But also, if you stay tuned in around like the 30-minute mark, we're going to be listening to the Gnome News to see what is going on in Gnome City. But for today, for the music, I'm so excited about this theme. I've been getting into the clientele recently, like 90s London group, of course. I'm getting into that British music, and I've been listening to their song EMPTY, Empty, and I was like, oh my gosh, we need to do a segment or like a theme of that's like an after-school special. So we've got songs with counting, we got songs with spelling, we have songs about eating healthy, and then at the end we're also gonna have songs that are about just childhood in general. And I think the beauty of this after school special is that it is at 12 p.m. and it is for everyone, because I think that everybody needs their little after school special. We got to remember how to count, and we got to remember to take care of our morals and be good people, because what, you know, I feel like there's too many bad vibes out there. So this is after school special to solve all of these problems. And we're going to start by learning how to count, or actually how to multiply even better, with Three is a Magic Number by Blind Melon.
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three. Magic number in the past and the present, the future, faith and hope and charity in the heart and the brain and the body. You'll give you three. It's a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand, and it takes three wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle. And every triangle has three corners, every triangle has three sides. No more.
A man and a woman had a little
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was EMPTY by The Clientele. And this is the debut episode of Gnome City. And we're listening to some tunes that are all for the after-school special, teaching the youth to be better people, teaching us all to be better people. And we were just listening to, before that, Three is a Magic Number by Blind Melon. And that song has such a special place in my heart because I discovered it last summer when I was working at Playland. And when I worked at Playland, I was in the games department and I had to count every toy in the entire park, which is like, there's way more than you'd imagine. You never realize how big the games are until you work there. And I did. So I had to count every toy. All these little, like, they were in the hundreds. It was crazy. And the way that I would do it is by counting with threes to the tune of Three is a Magic Number. And that way I didn't go insane. So thank you, Blind Melon. That was so awesome. And then now we're going to be moving on to some more spelling songs or letter songs. First, we're doing Double U Wrong. And so it's like double wrong, but with the letter U, and it's by Spirit of the Beehive, came out 2018, and this album, it's called Hypnic Jerks, and it all, like, all the songs start with, like, a sample from these, like, old tapes that they found from, like, the bass player's dad, and so it's, honestly, like, it's around a minute of some really cryptic and strange speaking, but I think it's definitely worth to listen to. So here is Double U Wrong by Spirit of the Beehive.
Ladies, to sit down, to play with my three lovely grandchildren. We try to come here as often as we can because we enjoy them so much. Myself and, of course, Nana. And did you notice that Nana brought three beautiful gifts for her grandchildren? Brought three lovely bird cages. Of course, the boys were tickled to death with the three lovely gifts. But like always, they have no time to do anything when Nana and Papa come. They've got to start playing with the gifts right away. Don't they understand? They have to eat their dinner first and then play. Play comes after work. Not that eating is work, but believe me, when you watch them eat, can bet your last dollar that's what they're doing, is working at it. And poor mommy cooks hard all day, works hard making a wonderful dinner, and the boys just don't do justice to it. Well, I can go on forever, but I wanted to say one thing. I love to be here and I love to come here. But I want the children to obey their mother and father at all times. Thank you.
You've seen me make fun of face and go. Disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Hello, you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM. This is Gnome City, and we were just listening to, that song was just Life Without Super S by Diploids, Canadian band, I believe. Could not find much about them, we'll see, kind of mysterious. But, and then before that, we were listening to Double E Wrong by Hypnic Jerks, it's one of those songs with a really weird intro, and then the rest of it's just really beautiful. So, and also, honestly, I kind of like the strangeness of the intro. So, all around, all amazingness. So, we're doing a little theme today with our after-school special. We just finished up learning how to count and learning how to spell. And so now we are going to be getting into our healthy lifestyles. First, we're going to listen to Sugar Rush by Daya. This is like a really interesting, like, pop kind of arrangement, but in a really fun, cool way. And then after that, we are listening to Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat by His. This is a really exciting band. I think they wrote it all. I think it's a Toronto band, and they, like, wrote it all in a barn. Super cool band. I really like His. Yeah, Toronto. And the song that I'm about to play, like, after the first one, Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat, was written on the Notes app while being annoyed at the bus. So we've got Sugar Rush to remind you to eat healthy food. Sugar rushes are real, and it sucks. The other day, I ate a whole thing of mini eggs before bed. Could not sleep. And then after that, we're doing Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat to remind us about keeping a healthy schedule. And in this song, I think it's anti-Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat. But I think as long as you keep a good schedule, I think there's something kind of beautiful about it. But yeah, we're just going to get straight into Sugar Rush.
Would it be safe? Would it be dangerous? I wanna know what lies inside.
faces at the mall. I don't remember being that tall. If the track gets too deep, we'll pack our things and leave. Eat, sleep, rave, repeat. Different malls, spent on the bus stop and all, feeling weak in the knees, run around patiently, eat, sleep, rave, repeat. Thank you.
out with some party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
Hello, you're listening to Gnome City on CJSF 90.1 FM. That song that we just had on was Bluebird of Happiness by Hand Habits from the album Blue Reminder, which is probably one of my favorite albums right now. It's non-skip. It's amazing. And so in our after-school special, the Bluebird of Happiness, obviously now we're learning about animals. So we are getting all this wisdom. And before that, we were learning about healthy habits and scheduling. So we had Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat by his.